what is this about and how close do they get?
Yeah, so it can be a difficult thing to talk about because there's actually quite a few levels of it. We like to say that Buoy is basically an app that helps you tell your friends where you are and what you need. And of course, there's a lot of different different layers to that, right? Depending on who you are and what you need. So it's kind of started by, well, the context of this is that about 2.5 years or so ago, I was in Portland, Oregon, and I was taking a training, a street medic training, from an amazing group called the Rosehip Medic Collective. I lived in San Francisco for a while as a developer, and I kind of wanted a life change, and I left San Francisco to just hitchhike around the country. Ended up in Portland, Oregon, and taking, you know, meeting these amazing people and taking this training. And one of the things that I noticed there was that in order to coordinate where we're going to be and how we're going to respond to, in this case, medical community medical emergencies, you know, all we really had were text messages. And so we had this system of, you know, if you didn't really know where you were in the city, as I didn't because I was traveling, it was very difficult to know where to go and what you needed to, like what you needed to bring there, because we had this sort of flat chat room like interface where our world was really, you know, about where things are and where our resources are in physical space. So we didn't have tools that were very useful for that. And also, you know, as I was hitchhiking, this was sort of the age of Google Latitude, if you remember that.
And oh, yeah.
I felt a lot safer when I was hitchhiking or just, you know, traveling around, letting my friends know where I was anytime. I liked the way Google Latitude allowed you to share city location or specific locations. And then, you know, Google famously shut down Latitude. And so I wanted to have something that there's sort of like technological backup for that feeling too, to have my friends be able to find me in case I was in trouble. So this has sort of like been rolling around in our head for a while. And then you know, I talked to Rebecca about this, and we started to think through some UX diagrams and some so how this might actually work with developing technology and smartphones that. We're not quite at the same point in 2008, 2010, you know, as they are now. And then with Rebecca's background in domestic violence survivor support, which I'm sure she'll talk a little bit about, we sort of realized that this could actually be useful in a lot of other situations as well, beyond simply just the individual case of I want to know, you know, how I want to tell my friends exactly where I am and what I may need in situation. So that's sort of where it started. And it's an interesting journey because it's kind of gone into a place where it didn't start out where it's going, and so that's been it's interesting.